Thanks for joining me. My name is Andrew Miyuki, and this is Never Heard That. Our focus track today is the extraordinary artist Björk and her recording with the equally extraordinary Brodsky Quartet. The track is a remodeling of the song called Hyper Ballad from Björk's second album Post from 1995. I feel remodeling is the only right word for it, as it would certainly be disrespectful to call it a remix. The Brodsky Quartet string reinterpretation is both bold and striking. This version first appeared on the extended Hyper Ballad CD single. However, it was also included as part of her remix album Telegram, which was released in 1996. I'm going to focus the rest of the show on Björk, but just to give you a little bit more background about the Brodsky Quartet. They are a British string quartet that first appeared in 1972, though only two original members remain. They were known for performing standing up, and not surprisingly with a focus on classical music. Their skill was certainly noticed, and they have partnered with a wide range of revered pop musicians, including Paul McCartney, Elvis Costello, and of course Björk. Björk herself had an adventurous career even before starting her international career with the band The Sugar Cubes. Her first album was released in 1977 and was a mixture of covers translated into Icelandic, with some songs specifically written for her. She was offered the chance to do a second album but turned that down and used the money she earned to buy a piano and to start composing new songs of her own. The Sugar Cubes began in earnest in 1986 and carried through to 1992. In that period, they released a range of both highly original and successful songs. Their first English single, called Birthday, released in 1987, is now considered a classic in alternative music. If you don't know that track but like alternative music, please search it out. It is just fantastic. There are only three albums by the Sugar Cubes in total, but all highlight a really clever band. Björk continued with a solo career from that point, releasing her first album debut in 1993. Björk took influence from the contemporary musical environment of London and Bristol. This was the burgeoning trip-hop scene that included acts like Portishead, Massive Attack and Tricky. Having said that, she absolutely created her own niche and has continued that to this day. She has placed equal effort into the visual side of her music, and often her videos are like mini movies. In fact, she has been actively involved in both songwriting for films as well as acting throughout her solo career. One thing that cannot be denied is that she is unique, and she continues that to this day. I truly think that is one of the great accolades that can be afforded to an artist or band, the ability to stand out from the crowd and to champion your own voice. I was able to see the Sugar Cubes play in Brisbane in 1990 and Björk as a solo artist at the Big Day Out in both 1994 and 2008. If life is about experiences, then these three concerts were special experiences. If you get the chance to see her, please take it. You will not forget it. She is unique. Here is Björk with the Brodsky Quartet, performing the track Hyper Ballad, which is a reinterpretation of that track from her 1995 album Post.
I can feel happy, yeah. people.